Well, I think this governor is taking a very strong position in favor of economic development in the state of New York. There's a big difference between economic activity and economic development. Not all economic activity is long-term economic development. Now, I represent Colony, Niskayuna, and Schenectady, and a major employer in the district is the General Electric Company. GE has been very modern and progressive and has moved into the areas of wind power and battery storage, which is essential for alternative energy. And I suspect, like the Europeans, they'll also be going into photovoltaic as well. So it's just a question of which is going to be better for the long-term interest in the state, promoting green technologies, which can employ a lot of people, or digging some wells to develop a fossil fuel, which is a thing of the past. And that well digging, it's going to create some jobs for the folks that come in from out of state, dig those wells and leave. But I don't think it's in the best interest of New Yorkers from an economic development perspective, not to mention the environmental consequences.
So it seems like what you're saying is that more effort could be put into the idea of expanding our green energy footprint as opposed to allowing fracking. And stuff.
Right. Fracking is a step towards the past. And it's like an extreme measure designed to revive a now discredited fossil fuel economy. So I think it's time to move into the future.
Speaking of green energy, the governor's come out talking about certainly Superstorm Sandy kind of changing his mindset on the idea of global climate change, and you're bringing up clean green energy. I have to ask, what's your take on the weather and climate change?
Well, I think you have to be blind not to realize that climate change is going on. I remember growing up in this area as a kid, and we had a much more severe winters, but not only that, we have these tremendous superstorms now. And I read the governor's State of the State book from cover to cover. There was a lot in there. He certainly recognized the problem of global warming, and he was talked a lot about promoting electric vehicles and things of that nature. I myself, I'm on the transportation committee. I'm a very strong believer in rail transportation. What I asked the commissioner was during our joint budget hearings was, why is it that we have the population and size as big as many European countries, and yet we have a third-class rail system in this state? I think it's a key to economic development. Places like Buffalo, to be able to move from Albany to Buffalo quickly, and Montreal, we have Boston, which we can't really do now. I think that's an area which needs a lot of investment. But of course, the problem is we don't have tremendous amounts of revenue in the state. And the money that we do have is being spent on some other matters that are very difficult to achieve cost control.
What are those issues?
Well, the main issue is Medicaid. Medicaid and education are the two most costly things in the state budget. They dominate the rest of the state budget. And the difficulty in Medicaid is a very inefficient health insurer. So much of the cost is spent on administration rather than on delivering health care, because Medicaid is means tested. It doesn't pay the doctors well. So we have all these investigators at the state level spending time and money trying to make sure people don't cheat in various ways. And because the counties are involved in funding this as well, which isn't true in any other state, they also duplicate that same service. So I'd venture to say about 40% of the money is wasted on administration and not on delivering health care. So it's very costly. Now, we have an extremely strong governor. There's no question of his leadership skills. And I think the governor hasn't really taken this issue on because of the Obama health care plan. We provide a lot of the coverage already in New York that is mandated under the Obama plan. And I think the governor feels that since that expansion of Medicaid, which is basically what the Obama plan is, with some exceptions, but that expansion of Medicaid is going to be funded by the federal government, and I think the governor feels that that will relieve some of the final financial burden off the state. And I think also the hope is that the healthcare exchange will take some people off the Medicaid rolls. We have some programs that are very popular here in New York, Child Health Plus, for example. That is actually a Medicaid program despite the name. It's Medicaid.
Now, we did see a proposal for a statewide single-payer health insurance plan. What is your position on that?
I've been a long-time proponent of single-payer health insurance. I think Assemblyman Gottfried is a real leader in the area of healthcare finance, and I support that 110%. I think it has tremendous benefits, both for business and government in New York. I mean, the way single-payer works is it focuses on getting the cost of the administrative cost of healthcare down. Does not focus on, you know, trying to manage healthcare outcomes or anything of that nature. And that also helps us in a lot of areas that need reform, like workers' compensation, for example. There's a healthcare component in workers' compensation which is eliminated under single payer. It helps us in the area of auto insurance because there's a healthcare component in auto insurance. It's eliminated under single payer. We're duplicating coverages in all these areas. It also helps in an area that doctors have long complained about, which is medical malpractice, because with a single-payer system, if someone suffers as a result of malpractice, their medical needs are taken care of, so they don't need the lawsuit aspect in order to pay for that. So there are many, many ancillary benefits, but, you know, I'm an attorney, but we run a business, a law firm, like any other business. Rising health care costs are really very, very harmful to us and our business, and also to our employees, because we pass along the cost of some of the increase to them, which is true of most employers today, regrettably. And I think under a single-payer system, I think business would gain tremendously because their health care insurance costs would be lowered.
You mentioned the state budget a moment ago, March 21st, the deadline that you've set for yourselves is coming up. Are we going to have a budget then? Is it going to be earlier, or are we going to go into April?
My impression is it depends on the shifting sands of the New York State Senate, which are quite shifting sands. I think that the governor and the speaker understand each other very well. I think they're used to working together. I have just been extremely impressed with the budget process on the assembly side. The four new assembly members from the Capital District, myself, Pat Fahey, John McDonald, and Angelo Santa Barbara, we got together and talked about what do our constituents most want to see out of the budget. I think the conclusion we came to was an increase in education funding and better and more fair distribution of education funding. The assembly budget is ready. We're going to pass it. And in that budget, there is increased aid for education. I think that our school districts and the parents of children in our schools should be very happy. And I think the chair of the health committee, Kathy Nolan, the speaker, the majority leader, Joe Morelli from Rochester, I think they did a great job in managing competing interests here. There are different school districts all over the state with very different needs. I think they did a great job on this issue. So I think I don't want to speak for all of us, but I suspect that all four of us would agree that the assembly budget is a very good budget that tries to deal with the problems that we had with education funding due to the lack of state revenue resulting from the financial crisis.